The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
Drives top five at five.
5 o'clock, hour number three of The Drive, getting fired up on your Tuesday afternoon quitting time. Parker Pewitt has the top five at five.
All right, first up, if you haven't heard yet, Tennessee has now picked up two football commitments in the past 24 hours. Yesterday, they picked up highly rated four-star safety Kashawn Lawrence out of Ensworth High School in Nashville. And today, they picked up 2021 running back Elijah Howard from Webb, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Transferring to McCauley down at Baylor. See, yeah. I told you, I don't know. Some Chattanooga private school.
Yeah, Howard becomes the second 2021 commitment for Tennessee, joining Jordan Mosley, who committed last week.
Good luck to him. I hope we hold on to them both.
Number two, the MVP and Rookie of the Year awards were given out yesterday. Luka Doncic was crowned Rookie of the Year, and Giannis Antetokounmpo becomes the third youngest MVP in 40 years. Can you guys guess who was younger
than Giannis to win MVP? Jordan?
No.
What time frame are we talking about here?
More recent.
Maravich?
Much more recent than Maravich.
Who's Rivers saying? LeBron?
Correct.
How about that?
And?
There's another one?
There's two.
What year?
Probably like 2009, 10.
Dwayne Wade?
No, he was already there. 09. Young league MVP, not rookie of the year.
Correct.
League MVP.
Russell Westbrook? No.
That's a great trivia question, Parker.
Good job, buddy.
I'm thoroughly
proud of you.
Stumped. I can't even come up with a.
Do you need a hint?
Yeah.
Tennessee beat him.
Oh, hell. That's not a hint.
Tennessee beat him.
Yep.
His team? Is he a Kentucky
his
guy?
His college team. He was not a Kentucky guy.
Give me the whole question one more time.
Okay, so in the last 40 years, who was younger than Giannis to win the MVP?
You're saying Tennessee basketball beat him.
Tennessee basketball.
Kevin Durant.
No.
No, what? It's not Kevin Durant.
Joakim Noah.
All right, I quit.
Joakim Noah.
Derrick Rose.
Damn it.
Joakim Noah was an NBA MVP. It's actually good.
Noah was good first few years.
Continue.
Keep going.
All right, number three. So Century.
Oh God.
Clemson came in with the highest win total at 11.5. The only other two teams to win at least 10 games. Where do you guys think? Which was actually third in the East.
So seven.
Yeah, I mean, and we were like 5.5 last year, right? And then we fell on the small side of that. I mean, 6-6 would, I guess, not be the end of the world.
It's not going to make a lot of people excited about buying tickets for next season.
I don't know if I got a 6-6 in me. I don't know if I got six loss episodes of voluntary reaction in me.
God.
I mean, they are taking a toll on my sanity, let me tell you.
I'm excited to fully embrace, you know, your voluntary reaction this year.
You didn't fully embrace it last year?
Well, I was getting to know everybody last year.
You're like one foot in?
I was getting to know everybody last year. I was trying to handle stuff after the games and everything. Didn't get to listen to a lot.
Losses are taking a toll, man. And you got to think, like, three of the wins are UAB, UTC, and Georgia State. So it's not like those are going to be big celebrations or anything.
Hell yeah.
So, like, maybe three you know, if we go 6-6, you're looking at three voluntary reaction victorious shows that are actually fun, that might actually be like, oh, we accomplished something.
Will BYU be fun?
If we beat them, yeah.
Okay.
How bad would it be if we lost?
Oh, I mean, it'll take a lot of the wind out of the sails.
It would be – it was, y'all going to be on here calling for Pruitt's head?
No. We beat Vanderbilt? Or, I'm sorry, if we – the hell did you
lose
say?
To lose to BYU?
Phil's got beating Vandy on my mind. No, it'll be awful. The Mormons come in here and slap us around in our own stadium. Kalani Sitake comes in here, smokes us.
Fans aren't even drunk.
It'll be awful.
Enjoy it.
By the way, did you know? Interesting scheduling quirk for BYU. So they open against Utah.
Yeah.
Which is weird, but they do it on a Friday. So
that long extra
they
day
have
off.
2 extra days. To prepare, or actually a Thursday, I think. So they got 2 extra days to prepare for Tennessee, which is bad, obviously. It doesn't work in our favor. But the good thing is, like, we're looking forward to that game because we know we're going to go out there and kick the crap out of Georgia State. So, like, we're all in on BYU. They can't be like that because Utah is really good, and it's an in-state rivalry game and all that stuff.
Utah beat about 10 if that happens.
Yeah, so they're – all in on that game, that takes precedence, but they do have the extra 2 days. So it's kind of a weird scheduling quirk there.
I would say the Utah game is a bigger game for them than the Tennessee game.
Did we just totally commandeer your top five? Was that like number two or three?
That was number three. I got two more.
All right, keep going. We're good. Keep going. We're good.
Finish up here. We'll get to these phone calls.
All right, number three was Neymar has reportedly verbally agreed to a 5-year deal to rejoin Barcelona.
That's weird.
Neymar, who currently plays for PSG, has been under scrutiny in Paris for not living up to his expectations after his world record transfer fee.
Go back to Barcelona. They have notoriously low expectations there.
Yeah, true. And number five.
That's what it is.
Russell's Chicago Cubs.
My Cubbies.
Took on Russell's Atlanta Braves.
My Braves.
Last night.
Russell won, period.
And there was a bench-clearing brawl.
It wasn't a brawl. It was one of those. Yeah. A couple of guys come off the bench and bark back and forth. You know, like
a lot of pushing, a lot of
talking,
yeah.
A lot of talking. Maybe a push here, a shove
somebody
there.
Somebody said somebody's about some mama.
Well, what happened was Contreras, the Cubs catcher, hits a home run off Julio Teheran, and as he's hitting it, he hits the ball, and then as he takes off running the bases, he turns and says something to the Braves catcher, like. Something mean. Like, I'm no lip reader, but it was
nice
like
call, loser.
Trashing. Like major trash talk. And he's running around. So when he comes back, the catcher's like, dude, WTF. Like, what are you doing? And he starts barking back, like, as he's, you know, big fake tough guy. He's barking at him as he's trotting back to his dugout. And then, like, the bench is cleared a little bit. It looked like, but no punches were thrown.
You like that.
No punches were thrown.
So the Cubs take game one. Against your Braves.
Got around to that one.
Yeah. Great work, Parker.
Thanks, Parker.
Parker
appreciate
Pewitt
you, buddy.
In here with the top five at five. It's brought to you by Citizens National Bank, the official bank of the drive. Earn 1.75% on a free checking account at Citizens National Bank. They will hook you up, my friends. 1.75% annual percentage yield. Free rewards checking at Citizens National Bank. Call 865-453-9031 for account details or just go online to cnbtn.com. All right, we got a full bank. We will not take a break until all these calls have been answered. That is my pledge to you this hour.
Here we go.
If we have to go till 5:45 to get all these calls, then that's what we'll have to do, by gum. Who's up first here? And the parade of calls, Parker. John Tweet. Tweet, are you with us?
Dubsy.
Yes.
Is Big Josh in line? I'm interested to get his take on your take of the Battle of Russell.
Well, I'm interested in getting his take on your take on my take of the baseball game last night.
You don't like that, do you?
Playing 3D chess here.
I think Cubs fans are now turning into Braves fans, you know, that were all over the – you know, your social media timeline when the Cubs last won the series are now turning into Braves fans, and now they're confused.
Well, I mean, it's confusing, I think, for some of our younger listeners, but like, I don't know if you grew up the same way, John, but like when I grew up as a latchkey kid in the 80s, you came home and the Cubs were on.
Yeah, every day. WGN.
You didn't have a billion channels. You didn't have the internet. Like, you came home and fixed yourself PB&J and you watch TV, and it's the Cubs. Like, you're going to watch the Cubs because the other three channels are news and, like, you know, soap operas and stuff. So you watched the freaking Cubs with Harry Caray and Steve Stone. It's just what you did, and they sucked, but you watched them because you're an 8-year-old boy, and that's what 8-year-old boys do. And then, like, when the Braves got good, you could watch them
on TBS or FSN.
In the evening.
TNT.
So, like, there are a lot of people who grew up like that. I call myself a pseudo Cubs fan. It's like, I got really big into the Braves in the 90s when they got good, but, you watch the Cubs growing up, man. It's just a part of you.
Last time I genuinely followed Braves baseball, like looked at the standings, were those Braves teams back then. With like, who is it, Pendleton, the fat guy on
TP,
whatever.
Great switch hitter back in the day. You know, he was.
Yep.
I went back recently and I was watching the famous Game 7 of the 1992 NLCS, the Francisco Cabrera game, the Sid Bream game.
Yep.
People forget, like, that rally, they're down 2-0 going into the bottom of the ninth. They're losing. It's over. And that rally started with Terry Pendleton just launched one into the right field corner. I think it was a double. And from then, they got Dre Beck out of there and were able to get to Stan Belinda and win that game.
That at that time, Richmond still had a Triple-A team,
yep,
which was the Braves.
Yep.
So a lot of those guys kind of came through Richmond. So that was kind of
Yeah, all those guys, you know, Chipper, Ryan Klesko, Javi Lopez, like
Javi
all
Lopez,
those dudes.
Yep.
Yeah, they stocked them, and you know they went through. I guess the Double-A team was it Greenville, Mississippi, still at that time.
Yeah, I think that's where Andrew Jones came out of. I'm trying to remember where he came out of at that time. If he didn't come through Richmond, I don't think Chipper did either, but I do think fairly certain Javi Lopez did, and I believe, not sure which of the pitchers did, but maybe one of the relief pitchers or something like that. So. But anyways,
it was hard to break into the Braves lineup back then. I mean, they were pretty stacked.
I do think Blackshear's you get him and you got a pretty big, I think he makes a pretty decided difference in your record this year because he can effectively step in for Grant, I think. Not replace him exactly, but at least give you something close enough. I mean, he's bigger than Grant, is he not?
I think he's about 250, yeah, so he's bigger body.
I mean, I don't mean to say do or die, but I don't think Fulkerson's going to do it. I mean, I think he's good as coming off the bench. I don't know that he's necessarily a starter. I mean, he seems to get in foul trouble straight off the bench, does he not?
Well, yes, but you wonder if the mentality changes if he does they plug him into that Kyle Alexander role. I mean, you can go out there and not worry about foul trouble when you're coming off the bench. You can go in there and just be frenetic and knock the crap out of people and stuff because it doesn't matter. You're a starter. It's not like they're saving you. Mentality changes a little bit, I think, if you become a starter. But, yeah, I don't think there are a lot of people listening to this really excited about the prospect of John Fulkerson starting at the five next year.
Yep. Boys, I got out of the way. I know you got a little
bit.
See you.
All right. Thank you, John Tweet. Let's get T-Carp in here next. T-Carp, you're on the drive. It's Fan Run Radio.
Speaking of old 90s Atlanta Braves stuff, my wife is a huge Braves fan, and I was just going through some stuff. I've got this baseball, and it's got all these names on it. One of them is John Smoltz. Is that worth anything?
He was pretty good, as I recall.
Yeah, he was probably get 30 bucks for it.
No, I'm never selling it, but we've got it up in I'm putting it up in her bedroom now. Anywho.
Very cool.
Yeah, man. Wanted to kind of get back into the alien thing. So you listen to the Joe Rogan podcast, is that right?
The one with Bob Lazar, I think is the name.
Yeah, they just had everybody, the whole alien thing, they just had a big disclosure in the desert thing. So everybody's worried about, in the alien community, the little D is all the little disclosures. Everybody's ready for what they call the big D, which is the big disclosure. So that's kind of the weird thing. These people are serious, man. These people are, you know, doctors and engineers and all that stuff. And And, you know, I my belief on it. I think all the aliens, that stuff is total crap.
Really? So you're buying the flat Earth package, but the alien stuff, that's just too much for you?
How is there aliens in a flat Earth?
I don't know. I mean, don't want to get crazy here, T-Carp.
I think you replace alien with, you know, Nephilim, fallen angel stuff. But we're really getting into the weeds there.
Let's go, man. Let's get in the weeds. The fallen angels on Earth?
Yeah.
Fallen angels, like with halos and wings and everything?
Eh, not necessarily halos. That's kind of a little bit of a Catholic depiction. But, yeah. I mean, that's what they are. I totally believe that the alien thing is completely the fallen angel, demon, Nephilim crap. That it's a total, it's not a psyop, but it's a total BS. They come in, they give you the whole alien narrative where that completely takes away the whole evolution thing. So you can't, you know, you can say, hey, evolution, we seeded you. Even Richard Dawkins believes that. You remember, you know who Richard Dawkins
is? Yeah.
He even leaves the door open for the whole alien seeding thing. So
like, I mean, aliens seeded humanity.
Correct.
Like
that is the belief.
So aliens, Earth occurred naturally, star stuff, whatever, and then an alien ship came in and did whatever they did to create life, and then we evolved from whatever that was.
That is the alien, like the on the History Channel, that ancient alien thing, that is the alien narrative. Yes. And even the hardcore evolutionists have to say there has to be some design in it. So there can be an alien designer, but there can't be God. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I mean even if I'm buying the alien package, the alien seed theory. You know, I go back, you know, you say the Big Bang started it all, right? Well, what was before the Big Bang? There had to have been something, man. There had to have been somebody, something that snapped their finger and boom, existence.
That I 100% agree with you. And even the guy from Ancient Aliens, the guy with the big hair,
yeah.
He even said that. He said, you can play this whole alien seeding thing as long, you know, all you're doing is pushing that question back so far as, how far did it go? When did it start? All that stuff. So what they're saying is there's multiple universes and basically all that. And what this universe is just a winner in a cosmic lottery. And that's how they explain everything. And then they tie the Mandela effect into it too. So basically a universe happens, something happens, and then somebody clicks it. So it's a really weird thing, and I don't believe it. And that's why I'm buying the flat Earth, made by God. And don't be surprised if you get this, if you get the big disclosure coming out. Remember what I told you.
All right.
It's all fallen angel stuff. Anywho, I got to get off here. There was zero sports into it. I apologize. Y'all have a good one.
That's the best call we've had in weeks, T-Carp. Thank you.
I feel like been drinking.
I'm not a grass expert.
I feel like I should be like five joints deep after that conversation.
It's pretty far out, man. I've never understood the parallel universes thing. That's kind of a bridge too far for me.
I mean, I know Superman's alive, but other than that,
you buy the alien seed thing. I mean, that makes sense. Like that was
No, just Superman.
Wasn't that kind of? Did you see that movie Prometheus?
No, I've seen the trailer, but
so spoiler alert. Have you seen that, Parker? Prometheus.
No,
it's part of the Alien.
I bought it. I just haven't
series
got around
franchise.
To watching
so
it.
This is a big spoiler. This is kind of how the movie starts. Is like there's this alien guy, and he's on this remote planet, and he puts something in the water. He just like touches the water or something, and they're like, "That's he created the." Like everybody's seen Alien and Aliens, right? With Sigourney Weaver, like that's how he created those monsters. They evolved from that, like eons ago.
I feel so confused.
So T-Carp is saying that's how life on Earth started.
Right,
was you know, the Big Bang, whatever, you got the sun, you got the earth, millions of years old, all of a sudden, here come the aliens, on their alien spaceship, and they get off, and they're like, hey, this place is pretty cool, not too hot, not too cold, right, you know, we got water and everything, boom, let's put some life in here, this ancient technology that we have from our alien civilization, like, they stick their finger... Maybe a nice paramecium. A couple million years later, you got some fish swimming around. You got yourself some evolution, my friend. 4 million years later, here you and I are sitting around, man, talking about how Jeremy Pruitt can get to 8-4. 8-4!
I feel like...
See, I'll bring it all back.
I'll
bring it all back.
Listen to a bad episode of Bill Nye.
Doesn't interest you?
It was very informative. It interests me.
Completely full of crap. I mean, who knows?
E.T. interests me. This is confusing. Did you like that movie?
It scared the crap out of me. It's the first movie I ever saw in the theater. Yeah, my dad took me that scene.
I agree with
where
that.
They go in and they're in the like the Jesus out of me,
yep.
Man. Still scared. Like right now, I'm getting a little cold
sweat
on the back of my neck.
From the front door of the house.
Get him away. Oh, terrifying.
Absolutely trip out.
Crazy thing to
My mom here. Yanked us out of Scooby-Doo.
Start me with Bambi or something?
Yeah.
Saying that the Earth was seeded by aliens, he says that it's a theory that he finds plausible, but it should be noted, he also believes that the Earth is flat. And I love T-Carp. I really do. Got anybody else? Yeah, Big Josh!
Got me all tripped out over here on aliens.
Big Josh, Trey's mind is tied into... knots. It's a riddle wrapped in a mystery inside an enigma.
It's just aliens, well, and weird things.
He is from Alabama, Russ.
Damn you, Josh. What's that got to do with the price of corn?
Russ, let me say first off that I listened to the first four episodes of Zach Smith.
Yeah.
Podcast.
What'd you think?
Like I needed a shower after.
Took you four episodes, though, bub.
Dan Mullen's illegitimate child and talking about...
That's what Trey and Aaron Torres are talking about. And I had to, like, because I listened to it on double. Legitimate child. I like back up and replay it at normal speed. Hell yes, he did. And he also said that Mullen got a DUI.
Yeah.
When he was at Bowling Green. Like just throwing out the dirt on like, I didn't know that. I mean,
would
maybe
that
it's
surprising to you.
Maybe it's not relevant, but.
What felt dirty to me was him bad mouthing all the coaches' wives. You know, it seemed like every coach that he had a negative comment about, there was something wrong with their wives. So, I don't know. It just took me four episodes to, you know, I don't know. I couldn't handle it no more. But anyway, tonight's game, Russell. We need a friend to show up and pitch tonight. We got a rookie on the mound for the Cubs, so they need to win tonight. Braves do.
Josh, and again, I've.
Probably talking College World Series.
Is it? You had the situation fastball right in the ear hole.
Well, I think you would have seen that last night, but the problem
they
was
they had a runner on when he came up. There was a runner on
that,
first.
But the real problem was our bullpen was spent. Soroka got – he went out in the second inning the day before, and that's why he stuck with Teron when he should have – he actually should have pulled him and pitch hit for him. Teron got two double plays in the first two innings to get out of jams. And then when we had runners on the corners, Snicker should have pinched hit for him, and the whole game could have been different. But he didn't want to use his bullpen up. And, yeah. And honestly, Snicker and this new pitching coach they've got, Krantz, they screwed his starting rotation all to pieces. Oh, I mean, Faulty, Gausman, Teron, all those guys are head cases now. And, you know, they've mismanaged the starting rotation. They need to get it in control. If this Kuchel or what's the new guy they signed? I can't pronounce his name.
Yeah, I think that's right. Kuchel.
If they need him to be solid. If he's not, we're in trouble on starting pitching. But we just got to hope we keep swinging the bats like we do. But hopefully get a win tonight, man.
Bounce back. Get this W, Big Josh.
I need it. Hey, tweets, call about talking about Richmond.
Like 10 miles outside of Atlanta so that prospects can shuffle back and
the minors, the least fans, no fan support, because you can drive
I don't know, you know, where you can get in a car and rent a car and drive and be there within. Yeah.
Hopefully we get bikes here. I think, I don't know what's up with Titans Bill. He's kind of flipped out on me today, but, we need him, man. We need Blackshear to bridge the gap. Ain't no doubt.
We'll know when you know.
We need Titans really. Bill, too. We need his sanity. Hashtag pray for Bill.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, y'all take care. Hang in there. Good show. See you.
Thanks, Josh. 865.
Yeah, Titans Bill, life alert on this one.
Yeah. I mean, I worry about him sometime. I mean, he was a little all over the place, you know, hashing out vendettas with other radio hosts on the show, like it's, I felt like it was a little bit odd. A little bit odd. 865-546-8200, your number. A couple lines available. You want to jump in, take a shot. 546-8200. Got the docket coming up next.
The docket brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for disability benefits? Call DAG today at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
A woman who recently placed among the top five contestants in the Miss Hooters Tennessee competition is facing criminal charges after Nashville police say she destroyed part of her boyfriend's house. Hell hath no fury, men. Remember that. Remember that. Hell hath no fury. 21-year-old Madison Rogers. I mean, that just sounds like a nutso Miss Hooters, Tennessee. Yeah, like burn your house down.
Where are you from? Nashville, Tennessee, and Madison Rogers.
I mean, imagine. Try not to be sexist here, you know, but.
You're going to be anyway, so just do it.
Like, imagine how hot this girl has to be for to put up with this level of insanity. She's arrested June 7th on charges of vandalism and aggravated burglary after police say she was caught on security video destroying part of the man's Nashville home. On May 31st, officers responded to the man's home after he reported a home invasion. At the scene, the man told police he broke up with his girlfriend of 2 years earlier in the day. He said he had just returned home when he heard pounding on the door. When he went to the door, his ex-girlfriend kicked it open and began assaulting him. According to the affidavit, the man restrained Rogers to prevent her from hitting him, carried her outside his home, and dialed 911. While outside, she asked whether he, quote, liked the upstairs before she fled the scene. Upstairs, the man found his bedroom, bathroom, and closet destroyed. And security footage captured Rogers entering the man's home before he arrived. So this chick,
she was
2 year relationship,
right?
Serious relationship. They break up.
Yeah.
And for events that he would later learn, she's a little nuts.
Stuff happens. Not,
a bad breaker upper.
Right.
So she goes to his house while he's not there and destroys the upstairs of his house, just with a wrecking, like a wrecking ball, man, like Miley Cyrus up in there, just destroying the place. And then she leaves. She comes back when he's there, bum rushes the door, starts beating on the dude. He takes her outside. This is a tough spot for the guy, right? Because you got to be careful because she's going to say that you hit her.
Well, you got to throw her down. You got to get her off of you.
I think he probably did what you grab her, take her outside, call the police, get somebody there to
lock the door,
take care of it. But he didn't know that this crazy broad had already been in his house, destroyed the upstairs of his house. Hope it was worth it, buddy. Hope it was worth it.
Things might have gone a little different if he didn't know that.
Booked into jail, released on $5,000 bonds, according to jail records.
$5,000? That's it?
Yeah.
$500.
A keeper. $5,000.
Yeah, but it's five. Okay, I'm talking about bailing out.
It's $5,000 bond, right? That's bail, right?
Yeah, but you pay 10% of it to the bail bondsman.
Is that how it works?
Please tell me that's how it works. I've always thought that's how it works.
I don't know. 10%. I mean, have you ever been to jail?
No.
You get to know Trey Wallace here.
No, really. I've never been to jail.
Check
so
it
really
or wreck it. Trey's been to jail. Parker Pewitt.
God damn.
The way he talks smack, I'd hope so he's not been to jail. Because if he talks smack like that in jail.
Oh!
I don't think
he's been to jail.
No, never been. The only time I've ever been in a cop car, ever, was when a University of Tennessee police officer gave me a ride last spring.
I'll wreck that.
The only time that he's been in a cop car?
Yeah.
Why would he lie?
Why would I lie about that?
Was that a little weird? Was it like, oh, man, hope this is the only time I'm ever in a cop
car? No, I mean, he was being nice, and he was we were talking and all that stuff, and he goes, where are you going? And I was at Neyland. This was when I had my knee surgery and everything. And he was like, I'm going back to the ag campus. And he was like, well, okay, would you like me to give you a ride?
Oh.
And I was like,
Knoxville's finest. To protect and serve, it's what they do.
I was like, yeah, that would be great. And he gave me a ride in the back of the cop car, but I tripped my parents out by sending them a picture.
Mom, Dad, something I got to tell you.
Yeah, I'm in the back of a cop car. Stuff happens. Yeah, so it worked out really well. Now I've been to jail, ass.
So, wow.
See, there's a picture. Back of the cop car.
This is kind of a weird story here locally. When a man allegedly began knocking on a woman's car window early Thursday morning while she was stopped at a red light in Knoxville, she rolled down her window, and he tried to take the wheel, according to Knox County court records. The encounter supposedly ended with the man being dragged down Broadway before investigators say he was charged with carjacking. The woman was stopped at the intersection of Broadway and Knox Road in the Fountain City area when 25-year-old Ricardo Bryant allegedly approached her driver's side window. He began to knock on the window. When she rolled it down, he grabbed the steering wheel. She hit him, trying to break her steering wheel free, and then began to accelerate as he steered the car towards a curb. He lost his balance and was dragged alongside the car until he let go. this happened at 4:30 in the morning Thursday. They laugh. It's scary. A scary situation.
No, it's scary, but the guy, why is the guy trying to take the steering wheel, and why doesn't he?
Because it's a carjacking. He's trying to, like, who knows, man? He's either trying to steal this woman's car or kidnap
the steering wheel.
Or, I mean, God knows what.
No, the fact that he kept hanging on.
Yeah.
Like, if that's
he's like
me,
T-1000 in Terminator 2
yeah,
or something.
I'm punching the gas. Like, hang on, bud.
I think that's what she did.
We're going for a ride. Sorry.
You don't roll your window down, right?
No, God,
Guy approaches your car. And
what do you want?
Listen, for all the women listening, I know we do have a large female contingent listen to the show. Like, if you're in your car at 4:30 in the morning and some dude comes up and knocks on your window, don't roll it down. First of all, make sure your doors are locked.
Yes.
And you can talk to him through the window.
Yeah, just
and if you
barely crack it.
If you have to crack it, yeah, crack it. But don't roll it down.
I'm also putting my 9mm on my lap.
Yeah.
Letting them see that.
Yeah.
I have that right there.
I mean, if you're carrying, that's the time to flash. I mean, it's scary situation.
Hell no, I ain't rolling down the window. I don't care if he's got a $100 bill.
He's granted $50,000 bond. So it's 10%. He has to pay $5,000 of that.
Yeah.
To get out.
Yeah. Can I get a fact check on this? Can I get a fact check on bonds? 10% of bills, of bonds, you get your bail.
Yeah, well, I have no idea how this works.
That guy last week, didn't he have like $1 million bond?
No.
And he got out.
The torso guy had a $78,000 bond.
Oh. Okay.
And they were like, "Wait a minute!" And then he got out.
So he would have to pay $7,800.
Yeah.
Because if Trey's 10% theory is correct.
It's a risk.
We will fact check. That is the docket. It's brought to you by Disability Advantage Group. You can check them out online at dag-us.com.
I'm thinking it's 10%.
Disability Advantage Group. Their attorneys can handle a multitude of Social Security disability insurance cases, including claims for those suffering, but not limited to, fibromyalgia, chronic pain, brain injuries, arthritis, cancer, mental disorders. If any of these things apply to you or someone you know, someone you care about, call up DAG. One call does it all, 865-566-0800. Just go online to dag-us.com.
10 to 15%.
10 to 15%.
It's depending.
It's what you got to pay.
Depends on the bondsman and the jurisdiction, but everything I've seen in Tennessee is 10%. 8 Leo here.
Hmm.
What the hell?
Coming up tomorrow, folks, we'll be live from Old Ben Franklin Motors, 9711 Kingston Pike. Come on out and see us. We have Smokies tickets. If you have not had a 9-inning vacation yet this year, you need to do that. I did that on Sunday with the family. Had a great time out at Smokies Park. We've got a bunch of ticket vouchers. You take them up to the ticket office when you get there, and they show you the chart and let you sit wherever you want. I did it Sunday. It was awesome. We had like seats under because it was hot, so we got in the shade, and there was like a breeze coming through from behind us, and we were, you know, nice seats right behind home plate. It was awesome. So come on out tomorrow at Old Ben Franklin Motors. Let me know how many tickets you need. We'll try to get you hooked up tomorrow in West Knoxville for Smokies tickets. I've got some free backyard burgers that I got to dispense with. Come on out. Get one of those. What else do we have tomorrow? Oh, the Piping Hot Jets pizza. As always, it'll be fantastic. Old Ben Franklin Motors, they'll have the deals for you. 400 vehicles in stock to choose from. Prices ranging all the way up $50,000 vehicles all the way down to $1,000 or something. Get you on the road quickly with a new set of wheels. It's Old Ben Franklin Motors, 9711 Kingston Pike. Come check us out tomorrow. Let's get Phil in here next. Phil, you're on the drive. Good afternoon, sir.
What do you say, David?
Hey, Phil.
How you and Trey doing?
Doing good, man.
Pleasant. Thank you.
Well, old Bill, finally get off.
Titans Bill was in his feelings today. He was disturbed. He was distracted. This Kerry Blackshear stuff is getting to Tennessee fans. It sounds like people have – I don't know. Like Trey, you say it's you're over it. Titans Bill sounds like he's over it. I don't mind. He's gonna announce sometime soon.
I think over it's a bad word to use. It's just okay. If he signs,
it's
he
overkill
signs.
Is what it is.
Right. It's yeah. It's overkill. It's
make
it's,
your mind up and let's move on.
Right. Exactly. I mean, the kid always already been through a recruiting process, and now he's going through it again. And just make your mind up. Make your mind up. Either that or stay at Virginia Tech and play one more year.
Or if you're legitimately torn, take all the time you need to make one of the most important decisions you'll ever make in your life and let us know when you're comfortable with the decision. Like, what's wrong with that?
Well, he
y'all are putting too much pressure
though
on this young man.
I think he's there between being a Sweet 16 team and being on the bubble. So, he's that good. I don't know. Some of the people in town act like dismissing it and saying he's no good, this, that, and the other, and out of shape and all
no
kinds
good.
Of crap.
No yep. good. Blackshear?
I heard a couple callers in the Knoxville area say that. That's my point, whether them are fan base or America.
They're just setting themselves up for if he doesn't pick here where they can say, oh, he's out of shape.
Did he not average 16 and 10 in the toughest basketball league in America last year? Did I imagine that? I mean, I think that happened.
Yeah, and Virginia Tech threw up a lot of threes last year also, so that's pretty impressive considering their number one option was shooting threes last year.
Phil, do you believe in aliens?
I don't know, Debbie.
Kind of agnostic
on it. I guess it's possible.
It's possible, yeah.
I mean,
you don't believe these people who are running around saying they were, like, abducted and anally probed and all that stuff?
No, is that Bear said that?
No, not Bear. He hasn't said that, but there. I mean, you've heard those stories. You've seen that, like, on X-Files
or
whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some of these crazy, documentaries and stuff, and stuff happens out in Arizona, New Mexico, and places out in the wild blue yonder.
Who knows, man? Who knows what the government's up to when we're not looking?
Yeah.
Why does it always happen out there and not around
here? That's
a good
point. Because there's nothing out there. It's a desert. They don't think anybody's going to stumble across them.
Guys, looks like Jeremy Pruitt's got set up. All he has got to do is go to a bowl game. I mean, he's got the recruiting. Looks like to me like now we've got our head above water in recruiting unless this thing just totally blows up this year on the football field.
Phil, I know this is really early to think about and project, but if we go 6-6 this year, which is the bare minimum, get to a bowl game, what will your expectations be for year three?
8 wins. Maybe 9, depending on who we have for a quarterback.
So you're not making the jump. There's no jump. 6-6 to 8 wins. I mean, that okay is what it is, but that's not really a jump in year 3.
It's not a jump. It's a step forward. It's a step,
yeah,
not a jump.
Let's see how we play out, Trey. I mean,
yeah.
You had a caller called earlier talking about are we going to be competitive in ball games? Well, are we going to be competitive when we play Alabama and Georgia? I mean, I don't want to get rolled 40-59 by like every time we go on the field against them.
I agree with that, but it's just it. If you set your expectations low, that's good because you won't be disappointed and you'll be excited when they break them.
That's true.
Best way to put it.
And you look at, though, this year is the year they'll make a jump instead of next year because next year's schedule is more difficult than this year's.
Right. You have to take advantage of this year before next year comes along.
But it's not going to come down. Can you beat the three stooges of who we have a hard time beating on the field now? Vanderbilt, Missouri, and South Carolina. That's going to determine your season.
You beat Vanderbilt, Kentucky, South Carolina. You're going to have a decent season because you should go 4-0 non conference.
Yeah. When is Blackshear going to? Is he say when he's going to announce
No, he's down there in the presidential bunker, and the only thing he's done is retweet one of his teammates today that was talking about the Virginia Tech fans. That's the only thing he's done.
Hmm. So he's down in Orlando, Florida, right now.
Yeah, he's probably at home chilling.
Hmm. Well, I don't know who it favors. All honesty, I mean, why would you parade all around the country to go back to Virginia Tech? I mean, all the venues he went to are better basketball venues than Virginia Tech.
I tell you, the people that have an upper hand right here in these last couple days, it's University of Florida folks. You know how simple it is to go make a quiet little visit over to Orlando. It's real simple. Real simple.
But it's also very simple that Mike White has not put a post player in the NBA yet.
Well, I would agree.
The fact is he put anybody in the NBA?
No, I agree with that. I'm just talking about like the recruiting aspect of a player.
I don't know if he's put a post player, but what about a Polish player, Phil?
Well, that's going to be the time of year, isn't it?
Oh, it's all good fun, Phil. It's June, whatever it is, 25th. What are you going to do?
Well, it is amazing. We're talking Tennessee basketball. It's almost July.
I know, man.
I mean, I've never seen that in my lifetime.
It's pretty cool.
Tennessee's good. That just shows you how bad the football program's been.
Philly, got to run, man.
See you.
Appreciate it. Thanks, quick timeout. The shocking conclusion of the drive coming up. Speak now, forever. Hold your peace. 865-546-8200. Back with more after this. All right, wrapping up a Tuesday afternoon edition of The Drive. We got overtime coming up next, 6 till 8.
Hey, Russ, can I ask you a question?
Quickly.
What would you do if you were in a city and the police called off a search for a 15-foot yellow python?
Called off the search?
Oh, yeah, they've called off the search in Tuscaloosa.
Oh, like
in Tuscaloosa.
Because it's unsuccessful? They haven't found it?
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't know, maybe move.
There have been 3 sightings of the snake since Monday afternoon. But
great,
the police
man.
Will
we got
not start looking for
a cobra in Pennsylvania, loose python, 15-foot python, the python's brother in Tuscaloosa.
It's already got a Twitter account. It's called the T-Town Python.
Golly, man. Maybe it'll get on there and strangle Nick Saban. You know, not to death, because we don't – like, that would be wrong. But, like, just, like, get on his leg and, like, you know, maybe he has to, like, amputate or something. And that puts a – like, you can't coach with one leg, can you? You can't be a one-legged football coach. Like, you got to be able to walk around on the practice field and stuff. So, like, just send him to an early retirement. He's won enough games. He's got enough money. Is that wrong? Is that wrong, wishing for Nick Saban's leg to be amputated, preferably above the knee? Does that make me a terrible person?
Yeah.
I say you go for Tua.
Roll down tide.
Yeah.
Why? They'll just put in another one.
Yeah, but that's better than them hiring old Clemson boy.
No, I think you want Saban gone. This is what you do with a snake? You cut the head off the snake, Parker. You cut the head off the snake. I'm just trying to get this guy out of the league.
You just want this thing over with.
Yes, I want this over with. It sucks. It sucks being Alabama's. It getting bent over the barrel and shown the 50 states every single year. It sucks. I'm tired of it. I want it over with.
Roll down tide.
Get you some help, bro.
Let's get Roger in here. Rog, wrapping up with us. What up, Roger?
Oh, not much, Russ. Not much. How y'all doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Good. Russell. All these recruits the purse getting all sudden, it's getting all sudden. I just want to ask you, you feel better about the coming season coming up? You feel better about how he's recruiting right now, everything he's doing? You feel better about Purt now and what you did after him? Are you liking this?
I just never. To me, the jury is out on Jeremy Pruitt, and I wasn't through with him after the Vanderbilt game. I've never been, you know, on the bandwagon of he's the next Saban or anything. We don't know. He's a young coach. He's only coached 1 year with somebody else's players in a really tough league. We don't know what Jeremy Pruitt is. We don't know what we have here, man. It could be really good. It could be really bad. It could be anywhere in between. Yeah. We just don't know.
Yeah. I got you, and I don't pay for it away. That's why I asked you about the game. What kind of chance you get Tennessee of beating Florida away this year? Trey does.
I mean, I don't think we're going to win the game. I think they're probably 2 touchdowns better than us. They're playing at home. Yeah, I don't see Tennessee winning in the swamp this year, but I would hope that. And go down there and make it a struggle for them, you know, be competitive, make them earn it. Like, that's kind of – I hate to be moral victory guy, but, I mean, that's kind of where it is right now, in my opinion.
Really?
Trey thinks we're going to win the game.
Well, I got $100 on it.
You give him a chance to win, though? To win?
Yeah.
Trey thinks we're winning. He picked it. Okay. He bet Bear $100 that Tennessee's going to win at Florida this year.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I hope he's right about that. I hope he's right about that.
Just get me out of this bet.
All right, Raj, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
That's going to do it. Trey, thank you. Parker, thank you. River, thank you.
Come see us tomorrow.
Overtime up next. We'll be at Old Ben Franklin Motors tomorrow, 3 to 6, right here on The Drive.